Hello there. Are you ready to hear tales of the paranormal, weird, unexplained, and just plain creepy? If the answer is yes, then welcome to your worst nightmare. But be warned, there's no turning back. Now here are Todd, Sean, and Nate, and they are middle-aged and creeped out.
Hey, Creepies, thanks for joining us for episode number 65. Nate is your sound engineer, and we are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we are middle-aged and creeped out. What is going on, guys?
This is where we banter.
Ooh, the banter? You read the script.
It's about time. It only took you 400 episodes.
400, yeah. Well, 65, but yes.
Oh, just 65.
And okay, a couple minis. And a handful of minis.
Yeah, that's true. You guys doing all right?
Shave and a haircut. I'm good. I'm doing
Nate,
right.
You doing all right?
Sure.
How's your shoulder?
Oh, yeah.
Dislocated it. Was Sunday, but it popped back in, and it's just sore now.
Looks right as rain now, huh?
Yeah. You got another one.
You're sitting by a therapist.
You got two, so.
Yeah, right.
I think, not that I'm laughing that you hurt yourself, but I think the funniest part is that
though,
you hit
you?
It again, what'd you do on the banister?
Tried to re-injure.
Yeah, I went skiing on the last two steps of the stairs and held onto the banister with that arm and pulled it again. It was nice.
It's a comedy
of
errors.
Your reenactment, that's the best part. I'm sorry that you hurt yourself, but I'm glad you're feeling a little better, other than just being sore.
Attic ladders in the installation manual, read the fine print. Comes with the free shoulder dislocation with purchase
guide.
You know, it's kind of like the medications awesome. They advertise on TV. They're like, yeah, you can solve whatever, but you're going to be blind. Yeah. You're going to have internal and external bleeding.
You're not going to have any more alopecia, but you're going to be blind.
This is your feet will fall off. Contact your doctor for this medication.
Yeah, this is from our man Nate too. That's the thing. Mm. Like he knows all. He can do no wrong. And then
I know he.
So yeah.
Well,
but I'm glad you're okay.
Yeah,
I'm living.
Sasquatch. You know what he was trying to do, Sean? He was trying to get. He was trying to get out recording. So
he thought we could replace him. There's no way. We've already told him.
Well,
it's in his contract. He doesn't know.
I thought it was going to be a workplace injury, and I can get workman's comp
for this podcast.
Yeah,
I'm not sure what agency you're going to call. They'll be like, nope, not going to fly.
I'm saying that's why I wear my safety goggles at all times.
I can just picture Nate in like a full body cast. You can just see his eyeballs, and he's like,
and that little opening, for his mouth. That's all we need.
That's all we need.
You can tell me how to press.
He's,
my button
he can't
press,
point
one,
at you.
One
anymore.
Finger.
Yeah. It's not that funny, but it's funny.
Nate, you always give me the finger to start recording, so you just lift your
arm. Just lift our, up means go.
Okay, well, we
like
are...
weaken the Bernie's out. I'll tie a rope to it and pull it with the other arm.
There you go. Yeah, right. He's alive.
Weekdays at Nate's. That's funny. All right. Well, we are glad the Creepies are joining us, and my son is texting me like crazy.
Yeah.
I will deal with him later. So Creepies, thanks.
Stern whooping.
That's right.
daily
behind the woodshed. We're excited. Yeah. Episode 65. We got a full coming to you. Before we start into the announcements, I have some shout outs.
Shout it.
So the first shout out is this young lady at the Burger King that I go to frequently because I always want to get my
shout out
Coke.
To Burger King, right?
Yeah.
You're playing
Burger Chef.
Burger and Jeff. No. she's awesome. She is like the most pleasant, professional. She's just fantastic. Her and I mean, they all do a good job. But I see her a lot, and she has recognized me, and I gave her a business card and said, do you like podcasts?
Because we have those.
We have those. And I said, hey, I said, I do a podcast. It tells, all about it. And she goes, oh, yeah, I'll check it out. Saw her tonight, and I said, you remember me giving you the business card about the podcast? And she goes, yeah. I said,
giving her the business.
And she goes, I have. And she goes, I like it. And she goes, and I gave it to a coworker of mine. Her name is Megan. So shout out to Megan. And thank
you
for listening. Appreciate that very much. And you, again, you do a great job at work. Our buddy Tim Mullins of the Hillbilly
Shout
Horror
out
House.
To Tim. Hi, Tim.
Give Tim a listen. He's got an awesome podcast. Next one is Brett, Crazy Brett. Oh, happy birthday,
Crazy
Brett.
Happy, I was going to say happy birthday. You beat me to it. Happy birthday,
was it
Brett.
Yesterday, I think. I think it was
I thought it was today.
It was either yesterday or today.
Thanks today.
Yeah. So anyway.
And he wanted what?
He wanted ratings.
That's all he wanted.
It was all I want for my birthday. I said, yeah. I said, that's a good one. So happy birthday to Brett.
Absolutely.
And he is the, along with his buddy Carl, Evil Never Dies. So give them a listen.
Yes, please.
Okay, check out their podcast. It's a great podcast. Next, we have Valerie Stoltz. She is, follows us on
Hello, Valerie.
Facebook.
Shout out.
Julie Sears. And Julie. Now, these two guys, Brendan Simpson. His son played on my son's first T-ball team. Okay. And
he's a Yankees fan.
Love their family. Love the Simpson family. But I refuse to give him any props.
They drank the Kool-Aid, huh?
And then Pete Peterson, a creepy. So shout outs to those guys.
Absolutely.
And ladies. Yeah. So.
Pete's also a Yankees fan. I have to say that. They'll appreciate that I said that.
Yeah.
That's a handful.
Seven. Yeah. That's just to get people and, you know,
it's one big shout out.
But no, we love you guys. Thank you. And
you do. That's true.
Next is my dad stat. Dad stat of the week.
Don't you have to have the old band voice for that then?
Dad stat.
Your old dad stat.
Here's my new Asian creeped out dad stat of the week.
What'd you say?
What's that? Get off my lawn.
Where am I at?
Okay. Here we go. Each American drinks an average of 26.5 gallons of beer and cider per year.
Woo.
I don't drink beer and cider.
Oh, is that what you're saying, didn't it?
Yeah. It says business certainly is hopping for the beer industry. Really? I didn't think they made any sales.
Hopping.
The average American.
I was going to say there's a pun in there, right? That's punny.
The average American that is 21 years or older drank an impressive 26.5 gallons worth of cold ones. And this is as reported as 2018. So there you go. 26.5 gallons of beer and cider.
It's not that much. It's not that much.
So that's a lot. I drink zero.
Yeah.
But my sweet tea is probably 1,000.
I was going to say, yeah, you're probably quadruple so that.
You drink O'Doul's?
O'Doul's rule. Oh, no, that's
that's a whole other thing.
Shout out to Billy Madison.
That's right, yeah.
O'Doul rule. No, I never had O'Doul's. Mm. No, is that a cider beer?
No, it's zero.
Near beer or whatever. And
it's
that's
got
what
like
they call
the
it.
Taste of it, but yeah. It's not. Yeah. Is that like that Zima back
no,
in the day?
Zima's older. Zima's totally different.
What is Zima?
It's
I can't remember. I
sort of like in the avenue of like Smirnoff Ice.
Yeah,
it's like a wine cooler type.
Because when I did drink, I loved wine coolers, and I liked like the Smirnoff. Love Smirnoff, but I had a Zima. I mean, 30 years ago, and I didn't like it because it tasted like beer to me. I did not like it. So
yeah,
that's why I brought. I was like,
I don't think they were as sweet as what Smirnoff Ice and all that.
Right.
Are now.
Yeah, so. I did like me some Smirnoff. So
I like
anyway.
Bourbon stat's what I want next.
Bourbon stat. The average person that drinks bourbon. Okay.
Has a podcast.
That's right. Co-host a podcast.
And can barely get through it.
There you go. And Mr. Layman.
Yes.
That's all I got. I'm going to turn it over to you now.
Okay. Before I do the announcements, I'm trying to make this brief too, but I did want to do my quick shout out to William, who had an in the park home run on Saturday.
Awesome.
I made it to both the boys' games, and Jen and I switched back and forth. She got to watch the games that were not good. For both of them, and I got to watch the ones where they were like doing fantastic.
Yeah.
So he did an in the park home run, and then when we left, a line of storms were coming through, and I told him, I said, I will go as long as I can see the road. If I can't see the road, I'll pull over. And I told him, these are pretty severe storms. He's like, is there going to be a tornado, Dad? And I said, no, these are just bad storms, no tornadoes. And I said, but speaking of tornadoes, that funnel cloud right there, that's just a cloud system. You know, it's not rotating or anything. But I
but
said
that one over there is.
Well, I said that's not a. But I didn't want him to worry, right?
Yeah.
And sure. We got home, and Jenna said, "Hey, I got calls from people saying, you know, Sean and William okay down there? They got hit by a tornado down in the Edinburgh area where we were at." And I was like,
"Oh."
And so William goes, "I told you that was a tornado." I was like, it wasn't a tornado at the time.
Can't predict when it's going to turn into one.
Exactly.
But
right.
Yeah. Right.
So we had a plan.
Well,
rotating.
Congratulations, William. That's awesome.
Yeah. Isn't
good
awesome?
Job.
Yeah.
Very love cool. that. Did he get to keep the ball? And you know, they gave it back like they do in the major leagues.
We had the picture with the ball. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I bought him. I was a sucker. Someday. I bought him a necklace. He's like, Dad, can I have a number 9 necklace? Because he's number 9. All of our kids are number 9.
I was number 9 in
all of them are.
Great or grade.
They love that.
Well, yeah, grade school. But.
And Harrison stole that from him as soon as he got home. So
well, that's
we ended up getting them both one. So
fun. Well, good job.
Yeah.
Good job.
Good job.
So the first part of the announcements is we want you to follow us on all sorts of social media we have on Facebook and Instagram. It's Middle Asian Creeped Out. TikTok, it is at Mako Podcast. It's two A's. And at Twitter, it is Middle Asian Creeped Out as well. So I should just lump that in. But we are new to Twitter, newish, right? but we're rocking and rolling on Twitter.
Yeah, it is.
So come check us out. Come join group. I think the groups mainly are on Facebook and Instagram, but you can interact with us on any of that stuff.
Do it. Just do it.
May is Mental Health Awareness Month.
A few more days,
you don't
right?
say. We like, yeah. I do say.
He did say.
I've said it all month. No. Yeah. And it is. It's a good
month.
I
have to check that out.
You should. For only a couple more days left.
You ought to listen to this podcast, Nate. It's okay.
Oh. Just because you're on it.
We mention it. Yeah.
You got to listen, too.
I tune you guys out.
What was that? What? That's a huge part of the show. It has been since day one. It will be the last time when we turn these mics off. It is about the creepy. It is about having fun. It is about guy time. But it is most importantly about mental health and the highlighting of mental health, the need for all of us to have it. So we always want to give out the substance abuse and mental health hotlines. That's 1-800-662-4357. And the suicide veterans and bullying hotline is, aha, you caught me, 1-800-273-8255 or text 838-255. And there's also a bullying website, which is stopbullying.gov.
Good job.
Good job,
Thank
Sean.
For that.
It's my pleasure.
Yeah. There's this Chick-fil-A again.
Hey, they send me a check
shout
every
out
time
to,
I
oh
say
yeah,
that.
Shout out to Chick-fil-A.
Of course. Yeah, all right. That's number nine. That's
like Chick-fil-A.
9, 10 shout outs today.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, I love Chick-fil-A.
I do, too.
So always crave it on Sunday, though.
All right.
Nate sits there at the drive-thru.
Like waiting with his hand on his chin, like, when are they going to open on Monday? I'll be the first one.
It'll be my pleasure to give you my order.
Waiting.
Wait, and all after about long. 2 hours, you realize, oh, that's right, Sunday.
We'll do an overnight investigation at Chick-fil-A.
So I want to mention that, again, July 16th, we are doing a live show here in Indy, and we want to play our recorded promo. So here it is.
Tracy, we are so excited for our upcoming live event in Indianapolis with Tragedy of Cinema and Middle Aged and Creeped Out.
Yes, we're looking forward to seeing all of you.
I'm Todd.
I'm Nate.
And I'm Sean, and we are Middle Aged and Creeped Out.
We are looking forward to sharing some creepy stories with all of our hometown listeners.
I'm Jimbo with the Tragedy of Cinema.
And I'm Kyle, also with Tragedy of Cinema.
Indy is also our hometown, and we have the perfect horror movie to break down for you guys.
Come out and see us on Saturday, July 16th at the VFW on South Lockburn and help veterans at the same time.
All three shows are clean, so this is a family-friendly event. Tickets are just $20. Seating is limited, so get your tickets now at hillbillyhorrorstories.com.
So there you go, creepies. Check it out, July 16th. We want to see everybody and anybody.
We'll be there.
We'll be there.
You're going to be there?
Yeah, I know Jerry and Tracy and
families are talking about going now, so this is good.
Do what?
My family's going to go.
Yeah, my family's going.
So we have to wear clothes.
Topless?
Okay.
Nate, the goal is to have people
stay,
show up, first of all, and then stay. That'd be great, too. That'd be good. You know, because if they show up.
And continue to listen.
That showing up's good, but if they don't quite
Our numbers go from like hero to zero real fast. Like,
that's the problem there. See,
I just want to see how comfortable.
We're solid goose egg now after this live show.
You'd be comfortable.
Sure. Oh, okay.
Oh, you'd be out there loving it. It's going to be
in the middle of the summer, so it will be hot. So
yeah,
that didn't mean we go naked, but yeah.
I was going to say, where are you going? Speedo?
I know. Yeah, like
let's get middle aged and creeped out speedos.
Oh man, yeah.
Logo on that.
None of this is. You know, I'm going to be
no.
Appropriately dressed is what I'm planning for.
Nate, I like your idea.
I like your enthusiasm, Nate.
I like your enthusiasm. I like your, but no, it's not.
No?
Not going to happen. I mean, dang. You know what? You're more than welcome.
We are.
And we're one. I'm
Todd
not.
And I are going to have like a side
what
plan.
What do you think?
We're going to have to weekend at Bernie's him.
Weekend at Bernie. Sure. Speedo make me look fat.
No, that's the second time we've mentioned weekend at fat. Bernie's, right? Oh my gosh.
Your fat what? Your fat.
Your
look
fat makes you look fat.
Oh my gosh. No speed. No speedos for us.
Funny how that works.
I'm kind of envisioning listeners now going, hey,
they might cringe, be little, stopping this episode.
Ticket sales went.
heaving in the
ticket sales went the other way.
I know. We want to thank our creepies. Our downloads have been
tremendous.
Yeah, that's an understatement. They have been creeping up and up and up. We reached last night as of, what was last night's date? The 24th?
Mm-hmm.
First mm-hmm. time in a seven-day period, so in the first time in a week, the 2,000 download mark. We had 2,010.
I thought you were kidding, and then you showed the number, and I was like,
unbelievable. Ooh. We want to thank you so much. We are so appreciative, and we're just like, really, this is very humbling. And I
just three Yahoos.
Yahoos.
Talking in mice.
I know.
Is it going to ruin it?
Talking about Speedos.
I think it's Ella. Ella listens to us now, so I think
she sent us over the
mark. She's
right.
Binging on it.
Yeah.
She sent us over the mark, yeah.
We're just amazing.
1,999 times.
Yeah, right.
Right. Whoa, Ella. No, but truly, we have, like, Los Angeles. Jenna said that last night. She's like, you guys are, like, it's pretty impressive that Los Angeles is, like, a huge percentage of your listens. I said, yeah, they, like, went up and then they
get caught
went
up
down,
and then
they go yeah
so
they,
thank you LA, thank you all cities, towns, kind of everywhere.
Love LA, right?
I when I saw that number I went, whoa,
wow, yeah,
2000 and then it's 2010, so
yeah, thank you everyone and everywhere.
Truly, it's humbling. It really is.
Yeah, like Nate said, three Yahoos that
three guys. Wait, I didn't catch that one. No, I did.
They just wanted one listener.
I know. I'm like,
besides the three of us.
What?
Yeah, and that was our first like 1,000 was Sean.
I'm still the biggest fan.
Yeah,
you guys know if I'm not here, I'm going to listen to. No,
I had to say
bated breath.
Thank you so
guys,
much. We're excited.
We got three listens. Oh yeah, that was me last night.
That was me. Sorry,
I listened to it last night on the way to work and on the way home from work.
Yeah, we only have three episodes. Oh, thanks, okay. I listened to them 26 times.
Yeah, yeah, right.
Well, how does that work?
Then we got somebody else other than Sean. Me. Yeah, so thank you. I couldn't believe it. So thank you.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah. So anyway, with all that said, Sean, what is the topic of the week?
Well, for this special episode of 65, because that's a large number, right? We are going to talk about, this is Todd's pick. I have to give credit where credit is mm-hmm. due. I'm going to say it correctly, too. The Ouija board. Not Ouija, like I've always said since I was a little kid. It's the, I guess you can say it both ways, but it's mm-hmm. more commonly said Ouija.
Yeah, not Ija, Deja, Ouija.
Ouija. Just Ouija.
Yeah.
Hey there, hi there, ho there. Right? Sorry.
I scream, you scream. Right, scream, yeah. Scream. So we were talking then. Until maybe
we don't
like
ever
a year
talk
ago.
Before this.
No, we're silent.
We just look at each other and then microphones, like, boom.
And then Nate gives me the finger, as always. Yeah. I'm like, oh, yeah, hey, creepies. I said Ouija all the time, too, until I heard somebody say it's, you really should say Ouija, but, so I say Ouija now, but, yeah, you can still say Ouija, I think.
Is it the difference between plural and singular?
No.
There was an awkward silence there.
No, I was thinking because if you're going to say, whether you say Ouija or Ouija, you would say I have I have a Ouija board or a Ouija board, or I have some Ouija boards or some Ouija boards. See, the boards is the
it's a little complicated.
Plural.
Yeah. Hmm. Who knew?
So back to the Speedo.
Back to the Speedo. Yeah. Hello.
Yeah. So you wouldn't say Ouijas or Ouijis.
Well, I have a Ouija.
You could say it incorrectly.
Huh? Well, pick it out. Nate, don't just sit there.
That is a good question. Do we have a Ouija board in
Nate's
the house?
Like, I don't have to do with my Ouija.
Do you have one in the house for real?
No.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
I'm just
the
curious.
The Speedo's creeping.
Oh, man. That's why you got a Ouija.
Ouija.
A Ouija.
Oh, sorry. Darn it. We can't cut his mic. Dang it.
No.
That's right.
That's right. Yeah. Amen, brother.
So, Ouija. That's what I'm going with. All
you're
right.
You're going to lay the foundation?
I like foundation.
You like that?
Hey. The foundation?
I can talk a little bit.
Yeah, it is funny. Like, it's like Ouija, and all. I'm like, oh, Ouija. Never thought about Ouija.
Yeah.
So now I can't see. Now saying Ouija sounds really weird. Mm-hmm. But
I always thought it was
you know
weird
what, creepies? You say whatever
Ouija,
you want.
But
you, oh, you thought
no,
it was,
you listen. We don't really care.
I thought
how
it was weird
it.
That people always pronounced Ouija because it's a J-A at the end of it. So you'd think J-A.
I got you. I got you.
Uh-huh.
Well.
But then again, there's no W at the front of it
fair.
Either.
That's true.
Well, I'm going to make fun of myself. When I sent Sean Sean called me out, I spelled it with a Q. I have no idea why I hit Q. I knew it wasn't a Q.
No, what I thought was funny is that I did the same thing. It's
I
on my
literally
notes
thought I hit
Q,
and
I got a Q right there. And so I did
it's
it too.
Not even a fat finger problem because they're on the opposite
no,
ends
it's
of
just
the...
So it's a perceptual.
You can call it a Ouija.
I don't know why.
It's or a Ouija. I'm like, wow.
It's an ethnic board.
But I did, though, catch it myself. I said, I have no idea why I sent it with a Q.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to mess it all up, aren't I?
That's right. It's your choice. You can do whatever you want.
That is true. So the Ouija board is known as a spirit board or talking board. It is a flat board marked with the letters of the alphabet, the numbers 0 through 9, and the words yes and the word no. Occasionally, hello and goodbye, along with various symbols and graphics. It uses a planchette, which is a small heart-shaped piece of wood or plastic, as a movable indicator to spell out the messages during a seance. Participants place their fingers on the planchette, and it is moved about the board to spell out the words. Ouija is a trademark of Hasbro, but is often used generically to refer to any talking board. So there you go.
That's pretty well. What was that?
Wow, what was that?
He's up. He has
you sure you don't have a Ouija board in here?
He has his own Ouija board going over there.
He doesn't like this topic.
Well, Sam, you're going to have to deal with it, buddy.
He had a disturbing dream, it looks like.
So, Ouija board. There you go.
I thought it was interesting that the Ouija board is the name was created. Well, there's a couple of different ideas why it was created, but it's the German and French combination of the words yes put together. I did not know that. There's a lot of things I did not know about this.
I know.
I also didn't think about it. I just thought about it being spirit boards and not really. You do stop and think about it. It's a kid's game. But is it? Or is it a it's a gateway to to the dark forces of hell? That's a pleasant thought.
Kind of a
what do you think, Johnny? I'm going to give it a try.
Yeah.
Who are you talking to, Johnny?
He says his name's Satan.
Or is it Tony?
Satan. Tony.
Yeah, Tony. So the Ouija board, I've always been fascinated with it. Before we really dive into this, have you guys used one before?
Yes.
Have you? When did you, like, how many times?
When I was a kid. Not very many.
Like, grade school
kid?
It scared
me. It was kind of like doing Bloody Mary, you know, kind of thing. Yeah. Like, you did it just because it was cool and, like, you were kind of pressured into doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And it scared me. I mean, the thing moved and whatever, but looking back, it's like, oh, somebody moved it, you know, so...
And everybody denies it. Oh, no, I didn't.
I didn't move it.
I thought you did.
Do it.
No, I didn't.
Collective conscious. I don't know. But
was that
yes.
the only time you used it, that one time?
I'd say two different times. And then, like I said, it kind of freaked me out. Because, like I said, and I told that story in another one, so I won't tell it. It's not a long-winded story. But my grandfather, my grandpa Layman, had my brother and was using one. And he was interested in the spiritual and all that kind of stuff. And he was still trying to kind of find his way. And... he had played with it a little bit and he was showing my brother and they were playing with it and it spelled out, I want your soul. And the curtains started shaking and rattling.
Oh,
so, I was little. I don't remember this.
So
I don't know if I was there, I was very young.
Demonic.
So I don't remember that, but my mom remembers Satan. That. So he was more than disturbed. My brother thought it was all just fun and games. Mm-hmm. And he went and he took the Ouija board and he broke it over his knee and said, I will never mess with that again. Mm-hmm. And he did not. Mm-hmm. So that's what I grew up with, that kind of story. So I had a little bit of...
It's creepy.
Yeah, creepy respect for it, yeah.
Yeah. What about you, Nate? Have you ever used it?
I've been around them, but I've always been too cautious to play with one.
Mm. Okay, so you have not placed your fingers on the planchette and played... Okay.
Nope. You did not touch the devil's fingertips. It sounds very judgy, doesn't it?
Okay, so you've been around or seen it, but you're not.
Yeah. I just...
You have not
I'm just afraid of not knowing how to use it properly and bad things happening and not being able to back out of it.
Yeah. Yeah. So. There was a movie back in the early 90s. I think it was called Ouija or Ouija board something.
Yeah.
And that was the first movie I ever saw about it. And it was like that. Like they, you know, it's just a game, but then you're not. They brought in something that they weren't expecting. And mm-hmm.
Don't you have to open? Mike Brown told us you have to open it and you have to make sure that you close it. Mm-hmm. Or
yeah, you have to say goodbye.
Say goodbye.
We'll get into all that.
Yeah, okay.
So as far as me, I've played two times. Once I was 18 because I had started my first full-time job, and a buddy of mine that I've known since kindergarten, he and I went to some coworker's house, Mm-hmm. So Rory and I and two girls, Becky, and I can't remember the other one's name, and it was like 10 o'clock at night. I mean, it was, you know, pitch black. It's storming out, rain. I'm like, they're like, hey, let's play the Ouija board.
Mm-hmm.
And it was freaky, and we all did the, hey, I'm not moving it. Are you moving it? No, I'm not moving
candles
it.
Candles and everything.
Yeah. Well, I know. We watched Chucky. We watched Child's Play. And then we watched that, so then we were like.
You're in the mood.
Yeah. We played it then. We played it for a couple of hours, and it did freak me out. And we were like, nothing that like, oh my gosh, it said, you know, we're not going to die. It didn't say like, oh yeah, you know, whatever, but no really horrible messages, but just, you know, you ask this, oh, hey, you know, what car do I drive? What car, you know, or what, mm-hmm. or what was my first, you know, da 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 da, you know, just asking stuff. And, you know, you think that nobody else knows. Oh my gosh, it did, you know. And then the second time was when I was married before, it was probably like 4 or 5 years later. We had a bunch of people over on a Sunday, and we were watching, it was during NFL playoffs. So mm-hmm. a bunch of us were in one room watching NFL playoffs, and then a bunch of people were in the our dining room, but it was my sports room. And they broke out the Ouija board, they were playing it, and I played it for like a round, you know, like one time, and that was it. But they were just listening to them in there cackling and laughing, you know. So, mm-hmm. again, I don't know what, if anything happened. It was 100 years ago, but mm-hmm. only 2 times I've participated, actually touched the board and played with it, I guess. So, yeah.
I have seen it in stores, and I get that, you get that kind of like, ooh, that's not just a game kind of thing, you know.
Yeah,
I've had that moment a few times seeing it. I normally don't pay attention to it, but when I'm looking through games or we're looking for a new game for the family or whatever, I have seen it and thought, I'm not buying that. You know, like a couple times I thought, oh, maybe I should get one and just see. No, I just can't.
So I've always thought of the Ouija board. So when I played it that first time, I was 18, and then second time I would have been like 22. I literally going into it was, this is hilarious. It's fun.
Yeah, just for fun.
Oh, right. Creep. Oh man, maybe it does spell out something that only you know and nobody else knows. You know, whatever. I never got scared of it, but now looking back, and I've always, and I think I've mentioned, we've somehow talked about how much we believe in this stuff, and I'm like, the Ouija has been like 50-50 with me.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, our good friend Jerry, Hillbilly Horror Stories, he has an awesome Ouija board story that he mm-hmm. wrote in his book. I believe him 100%.
Yeah, I do too.
Because I've known him for 6, 7 years.
And it's creepy.
So I'm not going to tell him that, no, you made that up, or no, that's not how it happened, because he experienced it. I believe him. I just don't.
His book is great, but that is a great story.
Yeah, buy his book,
by
the way. Yeah.
Yeah. Yes.
But I think it was made as a game. Like, it literally was made mm-hmm. for the purpose of a game, but then from there, it was used as a
conduit,
an avenue to reach something that you don't mm-hmm. want to, mm-hmm. even if you have the intentions on reaching your Nana
and your right, you know, yeah. Well, and then
uncle
demons can mass
uncle
themselves
Bob
as children,
your, you know, or
ancestors, ain't,
you know,
or love, past loved ones. Yeah,
you don't know who you're really welcoming into. What? Yeah. So
that's,
you
right.
know, you have the intention of. Okay. First of all, either you're using it strictly just for a game because it's fun and you're at a party and, oh my gosh, this is so silly and goofy. You have no intention reaching anybody. You just want to see. And then mm-hmm. you know somebody's moving it, whatever. Then people are like, no, I really want to reach out to a loved one that passed on. I miss them, or a friend. And then I think there are people that use it to reach things that on purpose that you don't want to. So it's like mm-hmm. there's like multiple things that can happen.
Whispers Estate, I mean, just to bring that up, we did notice that there was at least
one in every room,
8 to 12 or whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, they were.
It was like decoration.
And we were encouraged. Yeah. We were encouraged to have seances / Ouija board
because that's what they want,
right? And so we were. Yeah. So that was interesting to say the least. You
so
know.
I would say, just to sum what I was trying to say. No. I meant like I kind of dragged on. I think it's. I still think it's a game, but however, and I don't. I still think it's a game, but I think it can be used to reach, even if you're trying to, like I said, for good purposes, to reach a loved one that went passed on or a friend that passed on. You got to be careful. Really,
yeah.
Well, like said, Sean, a demon or a spirit that's not who you think it is could kind of slide in there and act, mm-hmm. pretend.
Trying to, yeah, right.
And so I'm like, so manipulate 50-50, you. I'm like, ah, you know, really? And then at the same time, I'm like, I don't want to know. Like, I don't want to mm-hmm. push it. I don't want to mess with something that I don't, you know.
Doesn't really have instructions.
Right. Yeah. So it's like,
where do the instructions
go?
And
they say,
you figure
they
it
say
out.
They're like, you know, who'd you say broke it over his knee?
My grandfather.
Your grandfather. Mm-hmm. That's real. Like, you know, did he not?
It scared him. I mean, he was not.
Did he not sign off properly? Or, you know,
well,
say,
right,
like,
yeah.
You know, goodbye. You have to say goodbye.
All you had to do was say goodbye. You didn't have to break it over your knee.
You know, they say, even if I give you burn it, that doesn't always, you know, there's, anyway.
Yeah.
I just think things so fascinating. I'm going to use your word. Did I use your word?
Fascinating. You did. Thank you.
And creepy enough to keep me from wanting to do it again. I'll never do it just because I'm like, my luck.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It would work, and I would bring something into our life that we don't need. So.
Well, I like how it
so I this guess I believe in it enough, right?
This circles back to our previous discussion about the Fox sisters and how this came from spiritualism, everything in the 1800s. These spirit boards go all the way back into, like you said, the 1800s. I even saw a little stat that they go back to 1100 AD in China that they found spirit boards. I did not get a lot of information on that, but I did. It was one of the videos I was watching said that, and I was like, well, I'll write that down. It's interesting. So I'm not too surprised, but there's, you know, people have been trying to contact the other side for millennia. So
yeah, true.
But yeah, so like you said, this is interesting. In February 1891, the first few advertisements started appearing in papers. Ouija, the wonderful talking board, boomed a Pittsburgh toy and novelty shop, describing a magical device that answered questions about the past, present, and future with marvelous accuracy and promised, quote-unquote, never-failing amusement and recreation for all classes, end quote. A link between the known and unknown and the material and immaterial. Another advertisement in a New York newspaper declared it interesting and mysterious and testified as proven at patent office before it was allowed, and the price was $1.50.
$1.50.
Isn't that wild?
That's funny.
Yeah.
I like hearing those, you know, dollar amounts of what things cost. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, $1.50. Highway robbery.
Yeah, right.
You really must want to play that.
Gotta take a loan out for that.
Yeah, right. Charge it. I think, let's see, we've talked about, obviously we did an episode. The first time I knew what a Ouija board was, I had never heard of one, seen one, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't know they existed until the movie The Exorcist.
Yeah.
When they played with it, and Captain Howdy, which that's what he called himself, but mm-hmm. he ended up being, was it Pazuzu?
Yeah.
The demon.
Yeah.
I was like, what in the heck is it? So I was nine, like I said, when I first saw it. So I was nine until I knew what the heck a Ouija board even that existed, so... they didn't turn out very well in the movie for the family.
Yeah, right.
But they do blame that on, because she was trying to, because I've only seen the movie twice. Why was she, to reach? I know the real life story was the boy that the movie was from.
Yeah.
John Doe.
Yeah.
He was trying to reach his aunt.
Right.
He had a great relationship with.
Mm-hmm.
And then invited, you know, but I'm trying to think what the movie,
I can't remember offhand, but
was playing with it. But anyway, it is in the movie.
It does hail back to the whole idea of trying to innocently contact somebody that you think that you know that you can reach, and that you're actually getting something completely
different,
much darker. Right?
Well, I mean, Captain Howdy. You're like, probably a little fun little
Howdy Doody time.
Yeah, and then it's like, oh no, it's a demon named Pazuzu that's going to try to kill me and spin my head around. Oh yeah, so that yeah. So anyway, that was the first time. I don't know about you guys. Whenever you knew what a or heard of a Ouija board, but I was not.
Gosh,
because of that movie.
I don't know what age I was, but I I guess you did. I don't know. It collectively comes with a lot of this idea of spiritualism. And interesting, mm-hmm. in all the ages of spiritualism as it was coming up through the 1800s and into the 1900s. And I know I saw you had a picture pulled up, Nate, of the Norman Rockwell cover of the Saturday Evening Post. It was from 1920, and it's a couple that's playing with the Ouija board.
Yeah.
And it makes it look very fun.
Mm-hmm.
And they say it was popular. They showed the sales of it, and sales skyrocketed somewhere around World War II.
Yeah.
And they said people were really into talking with the other side, and the in the 60s, still time of peace and love, right? And recreational drug use and all that good stuff. And then they said once the Exorcist movie hit, that is when people started to kind of shift gears, and it was more fear. There was a lot more fear of, uh-oh, what are we doing here?
Oh, yeah, that put a whole new spin on.
It did, and it affected sales, right? I mean, they're still sold today, so obviously they're doing okay. But
would that compare like Jaws? When Jaws came out, a lot of people were like, that scared me. I didn't want to go to the ocean swimming. A lot of people actually did. They're like,
not on
no
a surfboard,
thanks.
Right?
But yeah, right. No, but
if you watch Jaws in reverse, it's actually...
spitting them.
it's actually a shark giving...
Oh, yeah, I've heard... Yeah.
amputated people.
Back their limbs. And he's just taking care of them. He's just being
he's
a blessing.
He's philanthropic, nice, actually, if we're looking at it backwards, right?
It's all perspective.
Good point, Nate. I like that. I have heard that, yeah.
What are you talking about? That's a terrible point. No, I'm just kidding. It's actually funny.
And if there's a problem, that's Nate Louts of Middle Age and Creeped Out. He said they were given back the limbs.
You have to watch it backwards.
Yeah, that's right. Was it you, Nate, or Sean? Which one said that you're afraid because of the rules?
I said there's no rules.
No rule, yeah. There are rules. No
rules. There's rules, right. But they don't, like, not the rules I want. How do you turn
How
this
can
thing
I not
off?
Lose my soul?
Yeah, there's
taking
no power
care of button.
Yeah. Where's the on off? So I thought I would read what are the main Ouija board rules. I'm not going to read. I'm just going to literally read just the rule, but not really get into it much because they're kind of self explanatory. Don't use it alone. Mm-hmm. And I did not know that until I saw.
Till you used it alone.
Till I used it alone. It didn't go well at all. I was like, wait a minute, what did I do that for?
Cat and then died, I looked at house caught on fire.
And I looked at it, I went, oh, don't use it alone.
Neighbor's head started spinning.
Yeah.
Puking up a pea soup.
Well, and when I met him, he said his name was Captain Howdy. I'm like, wait a minute, you're not Captain Howdy. No, okay, so don't use it alone. The next one is use it in a dark and quiet place. Now, see, that doesn't sound very encouraging, you know. How about turning on the lights on and playing it during the day?
You're not supposed to meet a new person in a dark, quiet place.
Yeah, why would you play this? Yeah. Yeah. Would you want to meet Captain Howdy in the dark?
No. That's
okay.
That's a solid no.
Number three, don't, and this one's very popular, do not use it in a graveyard.
Mm.
Don't be using those. Mm. That's right.
Yeah, that sounds like a horrible idea.
That's right. See. Oh, and let me read this real quick. It says, because, as far as the graveyard, it says, when communicating with a spirit, this is one discussion you don't want to be interrupted. So with all the, you know, because of the graveyard, you might have a lot of people hopping in and, yeah, I don't know. It said it could be dangerous, so keep it safe and direct, yeah, as far as your spiritual connection at the graveyard. Okay, you can ask anything. It also says it's polite to ask the spirit to introduce themselves. Also, it says only the leader can ask questions. Mm-hmm. So there is one person that's supposed to be designated to say, hey,
the director.
Who we here or who's here? Can you spell your name? Yeah, all the instructions.
Are you going to kill us?
Are you going to destroy us tonight after this game? Yeah. So only the leader can ask questions.
It's fun.
Assign someone to write down the answers. So I guess that's like a administrative assistant. I don't know. Ouija board?
Yeah.
Assistant? Secretary? One of the main ones, always end the session with goodbye. So you always have to
close
it out, right? You don't just stop asking it questions and put it back in the box. You have to point the planchette towards goodbye, and it says it makes it official. And then it also says, when in doubt, listen to your gut. Kind of applies to anything, right? It says, don't like the vibes of the spirit, don't be afraid to say goodbye early. Remember, you're in charge of the board, not the spirit. Okay. Sage the room after you're done. I'm not a big believer in sage. I know I hear a lot of podcasts people talk about trying to deal. I don't buy that, whatever. I'm not trying to offend anybody, but I don't get that. That's it. Yeah. So there you go. Those are the main rules of playing the Ouija board. So.
I like that. Stat guy.
Don't play by yourself. Don't play in a graveyard. Yeah.
Oops, sure. I did both. No, I'm just kidding.
I know.
Can you imagine? I don't know.
And I didn't say goodbye.
I take a lot of nerve, right?
Yeah. So there you go.
And even, I mean, a couple different, like Aaron doesn't want to mess around with Ouija boards. I know that. So
she
Aaron
was not
egg
pleased
nuts.
That there were a bunch of Ouija boards.
She
was,
freaked her out. And you don't see her get freaked out very easily.
I mean, we're all kind of like, what the heck? It is.
Josh Arnold mentioned using it in his interview. I was trying to think back all the time.
Yeah,
we talked about Ouija boards.
Yeah, I was trying.
Mike Brown, of course, we talked with him. Mm-hmm. He had a good one in the jail that he was talking about.
Yeah, because he had a couple people.
So he had some.
And I think it was in that room, that side room.
The one he didn't know existed the first time he was there. Yeah. So they had a wild time with it. And yeah. That's when he told us, like, oh, you got to make sure you close the board. Like, sounds like a good idea. Never thought of that as something important, but that is important. Right?
Sure. Yeah, so there you go.
Go ahead.
Scientific communities have conducted experiments trying to recreate the effects of the Ouija board in the lab, and they have found that under laboratory conditions, the subjects were moving the planchette involuntarily.
So like they call it unconscious muscle movements, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've heard that.
So they,
which
was,
I think would is
so
true, but
not spirits.
Yeah.
So you're saying, well, there's a,
as
there's a
scientific community.
This is right. Yeah. Well, so, no, that's fair.
But that's true. Concludes. I mean, like, I think that happened. That's what I'm saying. I think half the time it's, yeah, you know, if I say, okay,
you
what was my, yeah, you two don't know what my answer is, but then I'm subconsciously moving because I know the answer or whatever, or I want to know the answer if we ask something just totally blank, or that we don't know. And then the other times I think it possibly could be, mm-hmm, moving. I don't know. That's what I'm saying. Like, I believe Jerry, you know, his experience, but a lot of people I don't, and I don't know if it always happens. And I'm not going to play it to see.
Right.
So don't get any ideas, guys. All right.
I thought a couple interesting. Yates used his wife used the Ouija board, and messages that she received, he used for inspiration for his writings. I thought that was interesting. And I don't know if you, I don't want to steal this from anybody. If somebody saw Alice, did you see any Alice Cooper references?
Mm-mm, no.
Alice Cooper named himself.
Is he a musician?
He is.
Okay.
He named him, that's his stage name, of course, and it comes from a session that he had, that he was told, apparently, in the session, that he was a reincarnation of an old witch named Alice Cooper.
Okay.
So he uses that stage name. I did not know that.
Wow.
Have you heard that before?
Well, I had heard how he got his name. I don't remember that being the story. So,
well, that may have been made up then, but I heard it. One of these articles or one of the videos I watched, and I wrote that down because I was like,
that was a different way that he came up with it.
I may be, again, you have to Google
it. We'll look at it later, or maybe Nate can look it up.
Absolutely.
No, but it's pretty cool. Yeah, but no, I know Alice Cooper. Heck of a golfer, by the way.
Like, yes, he is,
yeah,
right?
I mean, like, real.
Yeah, he really is. Yeah, that's no fooling.
He started, yeah, because he gave up alcohol and had to kind of applaud him. Yeah, he had to kind of, I don't want to say do something with his hands, but he did swing a golf club.
He knows what to do with his hands, right?
I like Alice. Anyway, and he's on tour, by the way. Okay, so maybe he'll give us a shout out on his,
right. Well, he'll say, well, first of all, that's not how I came up with my name.
I know. No, I mean, very well. I thought there was a different way.
I totally thought Nate would be all over that.
Like, I thought you were going to say that.
Well, I knew that. Or
no. Yeah, right.
So I could totally be making it up.
this Ouija board thing is crazy. So I have, there's all kinds of different, like, we can talk about our theories.
Offshoots, yeah.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. So I have a, from BuzzFeed, I have some, just a couple stories. I mean, there's a bunch. So, that people written in describing their little quick, you know, kind of like an abbreviated, experience with, mm-hmm, the Ouija board. It says, when I was in junior high, a friend and I sat on her grandparents' grave. Okay. They didn't read the rules. No graveyard,
mm-hmm,
to mess around with a Ouija board. 5 minutes after we started playing with it, the ground began to sink underneath us. We ran out of there very quickly, and I haven't messed with one since. So it sounds like, okay, they went to a graveyard. That's a no-no.
Yep.
And it sounds like they did not officially close it out by saying goodbye. So anyway, I thought that was creepy, though. Two big errors on there.
Right, yeah.
I mean,
no-no and no-no.
Yeah.
Aleister Crowley used one.
Of course he did. I did not look into him, but I'm not shocked.
Mm-hmm. I don't believe it. He was such a straight shooter, straight guy.
Probably 666 times, right?
Seriously.
Had great admiration for the use of the Ouija board.
Of course he did.
And it played a passing role
he married
in his
one.
Magical workings.
Of course it did.
Magical workings.
Because, mm-hmm, he was trying to open the gateway to, mm-hmm, to hell.
To Captain Howdy.
I reached the seventh level of hell, but I couldn't get to the ninth.
What else? Did he say anything else about it?
Just that Jane Wolfe, who lived with Crowley, also used one. She credits it for some of her greatest spiritual communications. Hmm. Crowley discussed the Ouija board with another of his students.
Mm-hmm.
Fratcher Achad, which is Charles Stanfield Jones.
Hmm. Okay.
So it must have been a chosen name. I don't know.
Chucky Jones?
Mm-hmm. 1917, Achad experimented with the board as a means of summoning angels.
Interesting.
That'd be nice to reach an angel.
Yeah.
But again, how do you know?
Exactly. It could be something completely different than an angel.
Hmm.
Well, you know, when spiritualism came in to the late 1890s, mm-hmm, early 1900s, that's when it really, like we said, and a lot of people were wanting to use this thing to kind of check out, see if they can't reach the other side or reach their loved ones or, you know, and it just, yeah, like I said, it just, yeah, sales were going crazy. Yeah, it's the same as doing a seance. I mean,
right.
You know, like we talked about Lincoln, you know, Mary Todd Lincoln wanting to reach because we're little boys.
Seances, yep.
How would you like to capitalize on that, you know, back then? Like everybody just going crazy with buying these things, you know?
Yeah.
And $1.50 back then is probably like, yeah, who knows, $50 now. Or so. Yeah. I don't know, whatever they are, but I don't know the price comparison exactly.
I thought that some of the histories, and like you said, there's so many different avenues to talk about, but this says, in a labor of love, Talking Board Historical Society, there is such a thing, the TBHS founder, Robert Murch, found long-forgotten references and archives in the Baltimore Sun newspaper in a series of publicly printed letters. Charles Kennard and Elijah Bond, co-creators of the board, aired their dirty laundry in newsprint. In these letters, it was recorded that Elijah Bond, the patent holder, brought his sister-in-law, Miss Peters, which is Helen Peters, I don't know, she kept coming up in a lot of these stories, to patent meetings to demonstrate the power of the board. Helen was noted as being a strong medium who was, when tested, or let's see, who, when testing the board, asked the unnamed device what it would like to be called. The board replied with O-U-I-J-A, which when pressed was replied, or was revealed to mean good luck. I thought that was interesting.
Right.
Obtaining a patent for a device to contact the unknown was problematic even in the 19th century. So it goes on to talk about kind of how that came up. Mm-hmm. Supposedly, when it was, it was then that the offer promised to grant the patent. The board was able to spell out the name, which was unknown to Bond and Peters. A relative of them recently recounted the story that it says the patent office told them that they couldn't get a patent to Ouija unless they came to Washington to show them that it really worked. They headed down and Helen sat at the board. Inspector after inspector passed them on and up the chain. No one wanted to be the one to give them the patent. Finally, the chief of the patent office came in and said, "You don't know me and I don't know you. If this contraption can spell out my name, you've got your patent." When the board finished spelling out his name, the chief got up and started to walk out. He turned around, white as a ghost, and said to them, "You've got your patent," and he walked out in a hurry. The patent was granted, and the Ouija board began to its life beyond Baltimore. Interestingly, Helen's relationship with the Ouija board was not as pleasant and as enduring as one would presume. A family rift saw Helen's relationship with the Ouija irreparably severed. She said at the end of her days, because this goes on to tell her story, it was very interesting, but she would profess that it lies, that the board lies. So I thought that was interesting that it, her final thought of it was, this is evil, it lies, it is corrupt, it broke up her family and caused all kind of trouble.
Right.
So she felt like, even though she had a hand to play in the spiritualism of it and bringing it to life and bringing it to popularity, in the end, she was like, "It ain't good. Stay away."
Yeah.
So, but I thought she was interesting. She's definitely an interesting
like
character.
Like we talked about, it does, you know, did it in the movie Exorcist.
Oh, yeah.
You know, presented itself as something innocent and did not end up that way.
I think it's fine. Barbie has a Ouija board. Ouija. Did you know that?
Huh.
Yeah, there's a Barbie version. There's an all kind of versions.
I'm not surprised.
Get them into it young.
Oh, gosh. That's all we need. Yeah.
Yeah. Barbie and all kind of, like I said, they have different character boards. So I'm like, how serious can you take it when there's like cartoon characters? There's a Hello Kitty Ouija board. I thought that was interesting.
Olivia loved Hello Kitty.
Yeah.
I'm glad we didn't buy her a Hello Kitty Ouija board.
I love Hello Kitty. Let's worship Satan.
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 There are pink ones. There are black ones. There are
yeah.
There are cardboard ones. No, I'm kidding. There's whatever kind you want. There's novelty ones for sure.
Yeah. Well, I listened to somebody the other day on a podcast, my 1,000 podcasts I listened to, and they said, you know, to them, it is a toy and it can be used as a toy. The problem is that, again, you go in for some innocent fun, you know, to play, you know, it's a board game. It literally is a board game, but you don't know what's going to happen from using it even as a innocent board game. Or if you go in really trying to use it as a way to communicate with the other side, spirits, you know, if you're not trying to do negative things with it or try to invite anything that's negative, you don't know what's going to happen. I mean, that is exactly what could happen. She's like, it is a game. It's a game, but it's a kid's game, but yet people used it, or they started using it, you know, 100 and some years ago.
Yeah, there's Ouija from 2014. You know, is that the movie you're talking about? And there's Ouija Origin of Evil in 2016.
I think it was the 2016 one. Mm-hmm. It's basically kind of like what we were talking about, where kind of like the Fox sisters. It's like set in the 70s. Her mom, to make extra money, she's a single mom with like mm-hmm. two girls or three, I don't know. And she basically does like the parlor, you know, seance.
Parlor, yeah.
But she does all kinds of tricks. The little girls help her. You know, she's making this extra money. And then
turning.
Yeah, yeah. right. Like they have like stuff hooked up to the curtains and drape, you know, and then they have the Ouija board. And well, then the little girl starts messing with it by herself and then invites, because she doesn't close it out. She doesn't know the proper way to play it. So that is a really good movie. Both of them are good, but the 2016 with the little girl, that's not good. So it ends up possessing her. And spoiler alert. I'm really having a hard time.
Talking. Mm-hmm. That's kind of bad since that's what we do here.
Yeah. Nate, do you have something?
No, I'm okay. Just researching on Alice Cooper.
Did you ever find that? I should be looking that up.
I haven't found any.
Where did I find that? I have to.
I'm not saying you're wrong.
I know.
That sounded different.
Yeah, the only thing I've found is that he came up with the name because it sounds like opposite of the band, sort of. Like his inspiration was like a little girl holding a lollipop and a butcher knife in the other hand.
I thought I'd heard different stories of it too.
Alice Cooper, you know.
Yeah, and I thought it might have something to do with like Alice in Wonderland for some reason. I don't know. And it could be somebody, some other rock star I'm thinking about that, you know.
No, I haven't personally found anything that has anything to do with the Ouija board.
Oh, you know who? Bob Denver. That's who I'm. You know, Bob. No, I'm kidding. That's man. So do you guys know the story about the Zozo demon?
I do not.
Pretty popular one out there. So this gentleman named Daryl Evans, he loves Led Zeppelin, kind of ties in with, I keep getting these text messages as I'm trying to read my story. They want me to buy some jerseys, and I tell them, leave me alone. The Zozo Demons, bizarre connections to the Ouija, Led Zeppelin, and the Slender Man. Says, what was the sound? This happens all the time, says Daryl Evans, a bystander joining the paranormal investigating team of Travel Channel's Ghost Adventures. The target is Zozo. He is an ancient demon who makes his presence known by rapping on walls, moving objects, and might be doing so in the empty hallway upstairs. Evans isn't rattled by the sound. He used to his house making strange noises. For years, he claims that Zozo has stalked, harassed, and tormented his family. Evans even claims to have been possessed by this demon Zozo, who is an ancient supernatural presence who has wormed his way through history, wreaking havoc on participants since the pre-biblical days.
Ooh.
Evans is a self
yesteryear, is that what we're
yeah. Evans is a self-proclaimed zoologist.
Whoa.
Zoologist who regularly tells his stories at paranormal conventions mm-hmm. on supernatural themed podcasts and across 236 pages in a recent book. What he did was he every day played the Ouija board mm-hmm. and invited this Zozo demon, and since then he just plays it all, you know. And anyway, him and the family, and so he's got this Zozo demon that he says is real, and it kind of reminds me of Pazuzu. A lot of people are like, oh, he's just doing it for attention, you know, getting popular. He's been on the Travel Channel and he's doing these conventions and stuff, and he says that no, he invited by accident or whatever, he has this Zozo demon affecting his life, not in a great way. So
I found the Alice Cooper story.
Yeah.
Do you? Okay. So fact or fake, Alice Cooper and the Ouija board. I love Alice Cooper. I love his music. I love his shock, rock, glam, rock image, and I love his love of the paranormal. I've mentioned Alice Cooper on my Facebook page a few times due to his social media activity. He often posts stuff you typically find in any paranormal themed Facebook group. Pictures of creepy looking homes, freaky facts, and paranormal news stories. It's no surprise that someone so interested in the strange and spooky side of life would be so heavily influenced by it. So much so that he'd actually change his name and become almost another person because of it. There are different variations of the legend, But the basic story states that Vincent Furnier, which is his real name, received a message via Ouija board that he was the reincarnated soul of Alice Cooper, a young woman accused of being a witch in the 17th century. He quickly adopted the name for himself and his band, and the rest of it is history. Or is it? This tale has been passed around for years in some form or another. In one version, young Vincent casually came up with the name at a party while he and others were brainstorming what to call their band. He liked Alice Cooper to Lizzie Borden, a juxtaposition of sweet and deadly. And when several days later, a Ouija board came up with the same name, he knew it was fate. We'll save the discussion, blah, 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 whatever, for another blog. In another variant, Alice wasn't looking for a name reminiscent of a little girl, but an old woman, and Alice Cooper seemed like a perfect example. In yet another variant, Alice explains that he personally didn't have anything to do with the Ouija board aspect of the story. It was a guy named Dick Phillips and his mother who learned that Vince was Alice incarnate through their own use of a board. So somebody else had told him. It seems like with every telling and even with every interview, the story changes slightly. At this point, I don't even think Alice really remembers how or why he became to be known as Alice. It definitely adds to the mystery and the mystique. And in this case, I'm personally okay with it. Some things in life are just better left unknown. So Alice doesn't even probably remember. So I was going to say,
I've heard, 70s.
So that's why we've heard.
Meddled with some alcohol and drugs back in the day, and I think it
probably
might
have a use of both. Yeah,
That is kind of funny, and though. He doesn't really remember.
He's like,
I don't know how I became Alice.
I thought it was something to do with Alice in Wonderland and all that kind of stuff. Weird. Yeah.
But then he said that he legally changed his name so that the band would have ownership of the name.
Well, there you go. Mm.
I always thought
we love him no matter what.
As a kid,
right?
I always thought
I didn't care either.
Yeah, I mean, I was like, why is his name Alice Cooper? That sounds like a girl's name. I, you know, my brothers who are older than me and love rock, they're like, oh, it's just a
welcome
name of the
band. To his nightmare,
him,
though,
not,
right?
You know, I'm like, oh, okay. No. I'm like, it's still silly, but yeah. So now I'm older.
It'll scare the pants off of you, right?
Yeah.
He's a great performer. I've never been to a show of his, of course.
Shock Rock.
Shock Rock is right, yeah.
Now, if my brothers had known back in the day about Ouija boards, they could say, well, he was called that by the week.
I have introduced my kids to the School's Out for summer. School's Out Forever. Yeah. Love it. Still love it. I listen to that every last day of school. You better believe that was, we were rocking out to that.
It's a great song. Classics. Yeah, this, I was looking more at this what I call, his name was Daryl. I'm sorry, not Daryl.
Daryl.
His other brother, Daryl. Daryl Lickes. That was Darren.
Oh, sorry.
Evans. No, that's okay. This kind of explains it a little bit more, a little bit clearer. This happened all the way back in 2009. So it says an Oklahoma man named Darren Evans, he recounts his experience with the demon called Zozo on True Ghost Tales. It said in the post, he admits to an adolescent fascination with the occult, citing many Ouija board incidents through the years. But Zozo, he said, was different. The entity consistently showed himself to Evans too many times to count, Evans says, pretending to be a kind spirit before shifting into threatening language, including curses in what looked like Latin or Hebrew.
Wow.
And it said, he said, I was genuinely fascinated and startled by how many times Zozo showed up, even in many different states and many different Ouija boards, he wrote. Or he says.
He gets around.
And it says Zozo, he claims that Zozo also made threats against his toddler daughter, nearly drowning her in a bathtub and later infecting her with a mysterious illness. We almost lost her, and that was when I began to suspect demonic attacks.
Oh, wow.
Didn't says a little bit. That's a little more intense, yeah.
It made me think.
Wow. Scary. I know.
A little bit of lighter side of that dark side was when Josh Arnold talked about his experience and how they had a board that he said they had to take back, or the joke was that they needed to take it back because all they could get on there was Satan.
Yeah.
Right. All this weird is this Satan? This sounds a lot like Satan. Is this Satan again? Yeah, Satan. Yeah. I want to talk to somebody else. Right. Is this still Satan? All I get on this board is Satan.
Yeah.
That was funny.
Josh was funny.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
We had to get him back on.
Yes, we do.
Or maybe he's blocked us. So, you know, we'll see what
I happens. Still listen to him in the morning.
Oh, yeah, I do too.
Mm-hmm.
oh, Josh. Do you guys want to hear another story?
I do. I love a good story.
Always.
Speaking of demon, I think Sammy released another demon.
Screaming demon.
Guys,
he's on the other side of the room.
Still can't smell it, man.
Oh, Sean, you
don't
think
know.
That would...
Yeah, I need to see a doctor, don't I? I know. That's what I keep being told.
Ooh.
We got problems up here.
That's strong. That's a strong. I like to close that out.
Yeah, I don't smell it this time either.
Oof.
I really don't.
Yeah, I don't smell anything.
Okay.
I think it's you. Demon. Demon, leave us.
It does make me think. Today we worked with, I'm not going to get into too many details, but there are some, in the hospital, there's some nasty smells. And one of the phantom smells I smelled today, and I asked the girls, I said, okay, I'm just going to tell you what I smelled a couple different times in two different rooms. It smelled like an old, you know how the old Halloween masks used to have a certain smell, like the rubber?
Yeah.
That's what I smelled a couple times today. And they're like, that's not what it smelled like. But that's what I smelled. Mm-hmm. And I was like, well, there's my phantom smell of the day. Times two.
Times two. Okay, the name of this story is called I love that word, ghastly. A ghastly glitch. Now, say that five times. A ghastly glitch. Okay.
Ooh, that's what you should. Dad stat I love, but ghastly stat.
I'm not changing.
I'm just kidding. For the 52nd time.
I'm going to get Zozo on you. Okay.
Nope. I'll straighten up.
Abby was in her room one night after playing with a Ouija board earlier that day. As she was getting ready for bed, her computer screen changed from black to blue. It turned on by itself. She turned the computer off. Again, the computer clicked itself back to life. Mm. Anxious, Abby unplugged the computer completely, and then the unpowered computer started right back up again. She buried the Ouija board in her backyard that same night. It says, if you don't particularly want a Ouija board story of your own, never mind. you have to edit that out. I didn't read ahead of time. Anyway, so.
Don't you hate when I do that, too? I'm like, I saw some kind of a racist thing when I was reading the Clinton Road. I was like, and there were some interesting things going on. I was like, I can't say that.
But see, she read it.
About the KKK.
She did it by herself.
All I had to do was say goodbye.
I know. She did it by herself. See?
Goodbye.
Read the rules. There are rules. What, you're going to take it to the graveyard too there, Abby, if that's your real name? Yeah, so there you go. That's there's too many people playing by themselves. I don't understand. Mm. So I got all kinds of other stories, though. Do you guys have stories?
No.
I do not.
Nate?
I'm disappointed. No, I had all this
history. I started going down wormholes. So
well, that stories. Much better.
Well, they're not good wormholes.
Oh. So they're not good?
Hedgehogs, right?
Yeah.
No. Those would have been good.
Wait a minute. Let's see. The planchette spelling H.
I got a funny one over here.
Oh,
I'm just waiting for that. I wait and why?
Hey, got a funny one over here.
Right.
Why now?
I just wait for him to say, "I got a good one over here," and I just can't wait. I was like, "Okay."
Oh, I know.
I can't wait for what comes after. I got a good one over here.
We know.
I haven't found one yet.
Okay, so I have a story, and I'm going to end it on. Okay, this is called This Correct Spelling. So it says, a friend of mine had one when I was young, but I was very skeptical of it. I thought she was moving it whenever she asked a question, talking about the planchette. So I asked questions she would not know the answer to. I tried to contact my uncle who had passed away. I asked him how he was doing, and the board started to spell his wife's name, Zamora, X-I-O-M-A-R-A, which there is no way my friend would have known about. Never mind knowing how to spell it. So anyway, yeah, that's kind of creepy. It's not your average
Guglielma, right? Guglielma.
Well, it did spell Guglielma.
It did.
It even said Guglielma.
Did we check the pronunciation? Pronunciation.
They paid for more. It's a speaking Ouija board.
There we go. Yeah, right.
Guglielma. Yeah. So anyway,
what kind of voice would a Ouija board have? Dang it, I want to say it the wrong way.
Yeah, that's all right. Okay, so Ouija board. What do you think? What's the percentage of you ever trying it?
Ooh, I think it's pretty low. For me,
would you try it? I know you know when you're younger, but like
would
as
you
an
with
adult,
a goat, would you with a
with say a like doing it the proper way? If you had people that were experienced with it, would you try it? Just since
I don't think I would try it with just anybody. Would I try it with you guys? Maybe if you guys were up for it, I would try it. But I wouldn't try it with just anybody.
I certainly would try
it with my kids. Yeah. It's a low probability that I would try it.
Not doing it.
Not going to do it. Okay.
There is still a reverence for it or a respect or whatever that to not play with the dark arts.
I don't need to knock on that door.
Yeah. I don't.
To try to disprove it, maybe. I don't know.
Game or real?
I don't know. It's still too much of a risk.
I don't need to know.
Yeah.
What if we do the chicken bark, 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 like in Back to the Future?
Like I said, I've always kind of like, it's a game. Or, I don't believe it, but I believe it enough to not mess with it.
I hear you.
Even with like are there professional Ouija board
Oh, probably. Yeah. They probably have, like,
you know, that do everything proper, that are, you know, respectful, and they know how to open and close it, do, you know, ask the proper questions.
Yeah. It's the POL, Professional Ouija Board League.
Yeah.
Maybe. They probably got one for everything else. They do backwards backwards racing.
The POBL.
Oh, that's a level 3 demonic
demon. That's expert level right there.
That's 6
that's
points.
That's right? 10 points.
Oh, look at that move. Look at the... Wow, you don't, haven't seen that since last year.
And
the they're quarterfinals.
Hexed. Oh, right. And he dodged the vomit.
Whoa, did you see that planchette flying across the board? That'll give him some extra
points. ESPN Ocho.
Good style.
Yeah.
Or no, ESPN 6. 6. Six. Ooh. Ooh, sorry, I had to play that game.
Yeah, I think it'd be funny. No for me as well. Yeah, but if I was with somebody that was experienced and knew what they were doing, I don't think so.
Yeah, I hear you.
Because
I
mean, you just don't know.
You got all the electronic, you know, voice things and that Aaron's used around us, and just use
it
one.
It kind
of
makes
those.
You think. It's enough, even if you're like, but it's enough to go,
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, so. So we're not doing a Ouija board. No. We're not going to the Ouija board conference.
No.
In Tuscaloosa. No, I don't. I have no idea.
Ouija RS. Like, wait a minute.
I shouldn't have brought this Ouija board. Then I brought it right here. It's awkward now. No.
Yeah. But have you seen on? They'll make anything with a Ouija board. Like I've seen rugs. You know, like throw rugs and big, fancy car. Yeah. It's,
pillowcases.
Did you guys pillowcase drape? I saw drapes. I'm like, this. I mean, kind of cool, but no. I don't.
This slightly makes me think of that little toy. I don't know if they still sell it or not, but 20 Q. Remember that?
Questions. Yeah.
I got one of those, and we totally tried to like, this is so garbage and whatever. It is. It seems to work off of statistical probabilities of what it is, and there were some weird. My friend and I, especially, we would sit there and play with. I played with a couple different people, but one of us, we sat there and we were just so trying to make sure that it was like, this is so bunk, and we kept getting like some really off the wall things, and it was like, oh my gosh, that's right, you know. And so it's weird, and I remember getting the chills up my spine and the hairs on the back of my neck, like, that shouldn't be able to do that in 20 questions.
Yeah.
So that was a little spooky, but I'm sure there's some kind of mathematical probability to that. But
well, yeah. So and if that freaked you out, then
so I know that it's freaked me out too. But
so
not.
We're not going back to the Whispers Estate to play one of the many
to play
Ouija
Open
boards.
Hell's Gate.
No.
Who wants to open Hell's Gate? Yeah.
That was really freaky. And
when they were
the
like, "How many spirits are there? 100. What kind of spirits are you?
Demonic.
Yeah. No.
Yeah. Aaron wasn't too crazy about that.
No.
She's like, this isn't good.
I was
guys.
Like, hey, guys, we're going to leave about 2 o'clock. Okay, I'm right behind you. No kidding.
Well, there you go, the Ouija board. And
that was a good talk. I liked it.
That was fun. I was looking forward to it. So, Sean, what do you got tonight?
The funny thing is, and I've done this before, and I'm going to do it again. I had a plan, and I was going to do a dark side, because I thought this is a perfect discussion to do a dark side.
I agree.
But I am going to do a middle-aged moment.
Oh,
so,
oh
I know.
You threw me off.
Disagree.
I
disagree.
The perfect song that I had for this, I will save for another perfect time. And the reason, because I was in the car this morning thinking, no, you need to do this. Main reason, I think we all need this message. I felt like there's somebody out there that needs it. And if nobody else needs it, I did. So I thought, I'm going to do this one. I've heard it 3 times today on the radio. And it is a newer song that's been playing. Weezer, which we all remember Weezer, but they have a new song out called A Little Bit of Love. And we did have, and I'm not
brand new,
not to go
it's
into
a brand new song.
Yeah. So, and that's why it's playing a lot.
When they get
not,
really old, they can change the name to Wheezy.
To Wheezy.
No, I was thinking Geezer.
Geezers. Yeah. There you go. There you go. Yeah, I like what you did there. We did have, and not
instead
to get
of singing, they'll just wheeze, but
not to bring down the mood
Geezer
too much, but we did have that school shooting and God,
truly,
it's God. But that's why I was listening to this and I heard it on the radio and was listening to it and trying just sending in good thoughts, prayers, you know, I can't even imagine. Like, I know we could have a long talk about that, but I just feel like this message with this song and, you know, so many crazy things, this world's crazy. It's got craziness going on in it. And, we should all be loving each other more. We should all be really out there sending this message. So that's why I wanted to put this out there. And it is Weezer. Okay, so a little bit of love goes a pretty long way. Take a look at where you started from and where you are today. You climbed mountains, swam oceans, you got knocked down, and kept going. In the end, you know, you got to say a little bit of love goes a pretty long way. It's hard not to sing it because I can hear it in my head. Hear that song in my head. All your wounds are healing fine. I'm so glad I got you in my life. Now the winter frost is gone. Now is our chance to live the life we want. A little bit of love goes a pretty long way. Everybody's lost, and that's okay. Some show it, some hide it, but there's a battle. We're all fighting. So if you're looking for the words to say, a little bit of love goes a pretty long way. Holding on to the rabbit's feet, walking down the sunny side of the street, shadows creeping at your back, you can forget them like amnesiac. A little bit of love goes a pretty long way. Love is really like a wonder drug. Let's medicate and say goodbye to the drama. It's a beeline to Nirvana. If you're looking for the words to say, a little bit of love goes a pretty long way. A little goes a long way. So keeps going on with that. So I love that message. I heard it at least 3 times today, and I thought that's what I'm going to do. I thought we just, like I said, with world events and with things in our lives, you know, from the local level to the world stage, we need a lot more love. All of us need more love, not less, more grace, not less, more understanding, not less, more hugs, not less. Come here, Todd.
I will not.
Right, I know. But anyway, you get my drift.
I
rant over.
not trying to make light of what you just said.
I know.
You started. No, that was good. That was good.
True.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I have heard that song only one time, but I heard it. Yeah, it's good. I like Geezer.
Yeah.
And when they are old and called Geezer, I'll still like them.
Oh, yeah. But
so, but thank you for that. So, yeah.
A little bit of light.
Good job.
On the dock.
What else you got?
I have the second part of the announcements. The first thing is we want you to be able to connect with us, and you can do that easily through our email address. It is makopodcast@gmail.com. That's 2 A's, as always. Tell us how we're doing. Give us show ideas. You don't need to rate and review on there. Merch orders, of course. We would love for you to do that. Following us on the Tuesday Terrors every Tuesday, Nate, no matter what Nate says, it's not Thursdays, it's Tuesdays.
All right, it's Tuesdays.
It is.
He tries to make you think it's Thursday.
Up to a maximum
of... It is Tuesday, right?
It's Tuesday. What's today? I don't even know. It was yesterday.
Yeah.
Up to 10-minute now, long videos, which I don't know if we'll use that much, but we can have a little bit more breathing
room.
You
didn't go over. I'm the only one so far that's gone over.
Oh,
I did 3 minutes.
One of these days. Give me a shot, coach.
I'm surprised he hasn't done like an 8-minute video.
I know. Yeah. Like I told you it was going to be 10 minutes. 8 minutes, 9 minutes. Yeah. I'm going
to
9 minutes
still
and
try to stick
35
with three
seconds.
Or 4 minutes because
I agree.
I don't want
Yeah, because you'll be like, fast forward. Yeah. Sean's still talking. So please, we love doing those. It's fun. It's something different. And we get to tell some creepy stories. So. Nate's coming one of these days, right? Super special.
Sure.
Jetta said that. She goes, when's Nate coming on those? I was like, you got to talk to Nate.
That does not sound convincing.
It doesn't, yeah.
Sure.
What is it, 2022, maybe 2027 when the High Brazil Island arrives? That's what Nate's going to do.
I predict that Nate will play with the Ouija board before
does one of these. Yeah. And that's all right. That's right. We would love for you to continue to listen on whatever listening platform you want. It's out there. We're on it. Listen to it and tell your friends. Word of mouth is a wonderful thing.
Yes, please
and
do.
And everybody out there, please give us a rating and review. 5-star rating, of course. That's all that you can give. Don't listen to anybody else. If you like our show, just listen. We love it. We appreciate it. And we have merch out there with our logo on just about anything you can imagine. So go get you some because I need to say that.
Still working on the latest.
Yes,
it's
a work in progress.
Yeah,
it's an ever loving gobstopper, right? Is that what it is?
Yeah. When I get it corrected and yeah, then I'll tell that story.
It was beautiful, almost.
Almost. They missed a there was a part of it that they must have
It always goes wrong at the dessert. Wait, know, no, that's no. Still Willy Wonka.
But okay. Anyway, yeah.
I'm trying to divert this off to the side of the road again. We're not stopping. No. Keep going.
Is that it?
That is it.
Oh,
that's all I got.
I knew it was. I just. Well, Nate, help us out, man.
Well, gym class is over, so let's go give a kid a Ouija in the locker room. Ouija out of here. That's a wrap.
That's a wrap. Thank you, sir. And we want to thank everyone, all you creepies, for listening to episode number 65 on discussing the Ouija boards. And until next time, Nate is your sound engineer. We are your hosts, Todd and Sean. And we were middle-aged
and creeped out. Keep it creepy.